This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven and magnify the name of the Lord for all that we have seen by His hand? All that we have heard by Him showing us the light. Let's give Him thanks. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Unto the Lord be. Any good thing, if it is good, it is God. If it's marvelous, it's the Lord's doing. Every good gift or every good thing, every perfect thing comes from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. No one has a credit for any good thing in his life. Now, no credit for any marvelous things in your life. They're all the Lord's doing. All the Lord's doing. Your salvation, my salvation, all the Lord's doing. Access to light, all the Lord's doing, for it is the Lord that gives us light. Psalm 118 and verse 27. The Lord that showed us light. To be thankless is a crime. To be thankless is a crime. Arrive here on the earth, We didn't play any part. Our preservation, since we were born, we never played any part. When we didn't know anywhere, he kept us. When we couldn't even define our environment, he kept us. And our babies left at home, and mother went somewhere cooking. The devil couldn't smite you there. He was the one at work. Amen. Lift up your two hands. And on a personal note, and let it come from your heart, I thank you, Jesus. Let it come from the depth of your heart, I thank you, Jesus. Don't toy with that. Say it from the depth of your heart. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. No one is worthy of all his goodness. It's just being the good God that he is. We are something now because he made us something. He called people that are not, so we are nothing. And he made something out of us. We owe him thanks. And forever. When we assume his grace as a right or an achievement, it turns to disgrace. My prayer is that we come out of here today addicted to thanksgiving as a lifestyle. And it won't stop adding value to your life. It won't stop adding value to your life. As a commission, we owe God thanks. We are not where we are because we are wiser than anybody else or smarter than anybody else. It's grace speaking. Nothing else. Grace is the one speaking. We don't have with the we are with that. We don't have the background. Grace speaking. I want to wonder what I was doing with the book of Revelation as a new believer. God showing me light. Did you put any effort? I can't remember. What are you doing with the book of Revelation? As a new believer, I mean the book of Lamentation. You want to lament? No. God just showing you light by his grace, preparing you for what he has that you don't know anything about. The same goes for you. You have seen grace, you better recognize it. You have seen grace over and again in your life. May you not despise it. Being filled with awe, I told our pastors after Jesus completed this building. And they said, if anybody went around the building and said, we built it, God will kill him. We had no capacity. We had no resources. We had no speed in our hand. We had no technicality. I said, if you go around it and say, we built it, God will kill you. We didn't. You are the mighty God and the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ibuchine kebube oyeka selu. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh la la, ooh la la, ooh la la. Ooh la la, ooh la. We owe God thanks. It won't stop doing his marvelous things until we stop acknowledging him as the one at work. He will stop when we stop. He will stop. He will stop when we stop. We are not worthy of all the goodness that we say. As a commission, no, it's grace. It's grace. Engaging the wonders of thanksgiving for the minutes we have. Engaging the wonders of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the will of God that commits him to fulfill his word. When you pray according to his will, he hears you. And if thanksgiving is his will, when you pray according to thanksgiving, he hears you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 John 5:14-15. When you ask anything and according to his will, we can be confident that he hears us. If you know that he hears us, then we know we have received our petition. So if thanksgiving is his will, when we pray according to thanksgiving, he hears us. We are very used to prayer and fasting. We should better start thanksgiving and fasting. Amen. Thanksgiving and fasting. He hears thanksgiving faster than he hears prayers. What we don't appreciate, we keep depreciating. No matter how hard you pray. Give glory to my name, or I curse your blessings and spread dung upon your faces, and the grace will turn to disgrace. You'll be smelling. Hey, no, ma'am. Pray niako. Shebankita. The way up. We gave God thanks to move from 6 to 10 membership in church or attendance in church, and then 10 to 15, 15 to whatever, and then it's a spiritual yeast that keep enlarging your coast. You find bread without yeast is flat. It has no color. When you introduce some yeast to it, this is shape. Everybody's destiny will start taking shape now. You don't thank for the light you have seen. You won't see brighter light. Jesus said, Father, I thank you for, you have hidden this from the wise and the prudent, but you have revealed them unto babes. I thank you for light. We thank God for light. Light is the greatest treasure in the kingdom. Light from the world is the greatest treasure in the world. It can make a nation out of a nobody. Thanksgiving. A little one will be made. We come a thousand, and a small one, a strong nation, by access to light. Access to light. Access to light. The Gentiles will come to your light, and their kings to the brightness of your rising. You don't go to kings, they come to you. My God. Yet, we don't thank God for light. We thank God for cars. Thank God for land. My God, you lose land anytime. The people who sold it to you can say they are not selling to you again. And take you to court, and the court can be forever. Thank God for light. It's our greatest asset in the adventure of life. Thank God for light. You find Paul say, I thank you, my God. I thank you, God. I'm not worthy of this light. I'm the least of all saints. What is this? This is you. Unto me, who am least than the least of the saints, is this grace given. To make known the mystery of the kingdom. It's not effort. It's not exertion. It's not the study. It's the show of the light that shows up. For instance, during this glorious event, we heard that testimonies are not happenstance. They don't think that they are not things that happen by chance or stories of luck. That testimonies are products of applied insight from the world. Isn't that enough to be jumping about? That you are not at the mercy of any anointed man to secure a miracle. Come on now. That when you apply the insight gain from the word of God, you have already set the stage for the supernatural. It's not a matter of luck, sir. They are not product of prayer. They are not products of prayers. Testimonies, whatever it tells you to do, do it. You don't know what he wants you to do, good luck. When you know it and you do it, well done. Isn't that enough to be jumping? But somebody is now bothered that the business was waiting for that will happen during Shiloh has not happened. He didn't get anything we are saying. He didn't get it. They went on outreach to secondary schools, and then a son came from abroad and said, now you are representing us in 18 nations. They reject you in one state here. State. And then 18 nations. Don't play with God. Applied insight. If they say, no, let's carry the gospel to those children, and we want their life better. We want something out of their lives. And God saw the sincerity of that heart. I give you a place among the nations. Everybody that has a testimony did something. You sit down there. Everybody that ever secured a testimony applied inside gained to have it. Supernatural manifestations are products of applied revelation. Now, cast your net into the deep for a catch. He said, man, this is strange because we don't fish in the day, we fish in the night. And we tried all night, we didn't catch anything. But I'm going to apply this new light. And when they had this done, applied, then they enclosed great number of fishes. Their boats began to sink. Their nets began to break and their boats began to sink. Applied revelation brings people out of frustration. Applied revelation. Is our greatest treasure. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 13 to 17. It says, all that you can desire cannot be compared with that. Eh? It says, happy is the man that gets wisdom and the man that gets understanding. It says, the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver. And again, they are rubbed down fine gold. Than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. And all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. His word is the wisdom of heaven in print for those of us on the earth to gain access. And the wisdom of God said, Luke chapter 11, verse 49, I was quoting scriptures. And Jesus said, whatever heareth the things of man and doeth them, I like him unto a wise man. That is the wisdom bank of heaven. Amen. On a mission on the earth to decorate our destiny. Applied revelation will bail anybody out of frustration. If you will mind thanksgiving in this great time that we are in, you never know dry season. You never. It's a good thing to give thanks. He said, you shall begin to flourish like a palm tree. And grow up, keep scaling heights, and said in Lebanon. You shall be fat and flourishing. You still bring forth fruit in old age. All came out of thanksgiving in verse 1 and 2 of Psalm 92. Now, instead of thanking, what do you think about this meeting? I thought I was going to. I don't even know what they're talking about. Our time is not hard. I'm not flourishing. So what will happen? Yeah, people just turn their back as if God needs them. Can't I tell you why I'm pursuing God so hard? He doesn't need me for anything, no. I don't know whether he needs you. God doesn't need me for anything. I need him for everything. He said, if I call you and you don't answer, stone will take your place. You think I need you for something? No. God doesn't need you for anything. So don't think that when you are coming to church, if I don't go now, I will go free. God won't feel anything. God won't feel nothing. You are the one to feel everything. God won't feel anything, sir. I make it easy. Embracatonia. We need to get to a point of humility where we understand that there is nothing in our hands that we got there by ourselves. There's nothing around our life that we made happen by ourselves. Are there no folks who sat down and did their thesis on New Testament and are not born again? They devoured it. They went through all forms of analytics. Yet they can't find life. And you just sit down in your place like that, you say, I thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. You think it's that cheap? Grace got you there. Grace got me there. Grace got us there. Grace got us there. Grace got us there. So if you have anything to complain about, you are creating problem for yourself. Complete problem. Total problem. Total problem. When our church was 10, you would think that, hey, I wasn't perturbed, sir. The time I said if I were invited, it wasn't arrogant. I won't be invited even to be chairman of local government. There was nothing about me that shows any invitation from anywhere. But I caught the light that there's a place on the topmost top of life by doing only what I tell you to do. Applied insight changes people's level. Applied insight keeps changing people's level. Applied insight. I've been shedding tears of awe in his presence. Because we are not worthy of what these things are saying. We don't have the background for it. No. Please understand that we are who we are at whatever level we are, all by the grace of God. Come on, give the Lord a big hand of praise. There is no host for Shiloh. He hosted it. So you can't talk of a chief host. If there is no host, though, you can't be chief host. Can I tell you something? Putting the work to work is working of miracles. You work miracles by putting the word to work. So when you talk about working of miracles, there are people that are putting the word to work that work miracles. You put the word to work miracles. You put the word to work miracles. It's like working out your own salvation, working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You put the word to work miracles. Go to the pool called Siloam and wash. And he went and washed and came back saying, putting the work to work is the working of miracles. Although I know you will do it, he won't do anything until you do what he says. You do what he says, then you're permitted to do something. Thank you, Jesus. Doing what the word says is what makes miracles happen. Why are you calling me Lord, Lord, without doing what I tell you to do? You're wasting your time. Open your mouth, I'm going to feel it. But they won't happen to me. They are too civilized for me. They are too civilized. How are you now? Well. After leaving this kind of meeting. Well. After leaving this kind of meeting, what did you hear? How's your business going? You know the time we're in now? I mean, it's everybody says something. Yeah, but I heard in your church, they say there's exemption. Well, that's what we say there. Okay, you just remove your name from the list. You'll be struggling and swimming against the tide all your life. What I tell you is what he shows me, and it's working. It's working. It's working. It's working. It's working. It's working. If you despise the truth, you have trapped your destiny. There's nothing there. If you decide to despise it, you get to your bed, you and your wife. You think that what they are saying is okay, you know, In fact, when that pastor came, I was even surprised. What was he talking about? He was saying, you are laughing at the truth that will set you free? What are you doing? I did something at the minister's conference. I call it the trap of carelessness, spiritual carelessness. Everybody needs to hear it. Need to hear it. You just careless your way to the prison without knowing. People need to know where they are, sir. This God is so humorous. If I'm gone out of here, you won't see anything missing. The one making it happen is there. No. The one making it happen is there. In the precious name of Jesus, you will no longer be an ingrate. Everything good about your life, about my life, is God. I once said, and I meant it from my heart, every good thing here God did, every bad thing must be responsible. Every good thing here God did, every marvelous thing here God did. Whatever looks darky, I'm responsible. Whatever is out of order, I'm to blame. It's time to thank your way out of the pit. And find your way to where God has ordained you. A house upon the top that cannot be hidden. Finally, we are all living the pit. You won't be in the pit again. The only pity man in the pit. No one will have reason to pity you anymore. No one will have any reason to pity you anymore. He said, open your mouth wide, I'll feel it. They said, no, we can't do that. We are civilized people. He said, if you have had hearkened to me, I would have turned my hand against your adversaries longest time. Psalm 81, verse 10 to 14. Whatever you can't say openly, God will not confirm openly. So don't be talking God inside your room. Talk it on the street. What I show you in secret, shout on the housetop. I'll be saying, I cannot be poor. Am I not poor? Because I kept doing what does not make a man poor. So I cannot, can I be poor? But as I say it and I don't water with my mouth, it's gone. You are not part of the hard time. So do what brings people out of it. And thanks God for the lifelines for flourishing in hard time. You won't miss that forever. So when we are dancing this morning, dance with your heart in place. Let every issue of is God working, leave you. It is the thought of ignorance. If it's not working, will you wake up this morning? Will you wake up this morning? He said, I slept. I woke because he sustained me. He said, don't say tomorrow I'm going somewhere. He said, you better say if God permits. If you don't wake up, can you go somewhere? Life, we need to get this thing right and get it on time. Light is in degrees. It's the father of lights. There's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the star. One star exceeds themselves in glory. When you thank God for the level of light you are in, it shows you greater light. And you thank him for that, it shows you the next one. John 5, 17 to 20. When we thank God for our level of light, it shows us greater light. Jesus answered them, my father walked in that way and I walk. And they say, what talking about? Therefore, the Jews sought more to kill him, because he's not only had broken the Sabbath, but he said that God was his father. Shouldn't you know your father? Everybody should know his father. Making himself equal with God. How many of us have God as our father here? The devil is very mad that you are saying so. Can you have God as your father? Your father? How? He's very mad. Now, verse 19. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, those also doeth the Son. Likewise. Now verse 20. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these that he may marvel. Greater light. greater light, results in greater marvels. And he said in Luke 10:21, I thank thee, O Father, Lord God of heaven. You have read this thing from the wise and the prudent, but you have shown it to babes. For so it seemed good unto thee. He shows himself to babes, not to matured, who already know everything. They know everything. Before you say one word, they say, we already know it. You say the next one, they say, that one, I knew it some 20 years ago. The babes, except you convert and become like a child, a baby, you cannot make the most of the kingdom. It's time to come down. Let him that thinks he knows something know that he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. Brighter lies ahead of you. The year 2024, you'll be flying by flight. You'll be flying by light. Who are these that fly as the cloud? Heat cannot affect anything flying. So when you take off in the air by light, you are not affected by the happenings on the ground. You are changing level. You are changing level. You are changing level. Access to light from the world is the greatest treasure of all the treasures one can ever desire. Moreover, thanksgiving triggers the supernatural naturally. Things start happening on their own accord. That man never prayed for fresh oil. Fresh oil came through the mystery of thanksgiving. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, to say praise on his name, is the Most High God. Then my head shall thou exalt in return as the head of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil from the altar of thanksgiving. Then my eyes might see my desire upon my enemies. My ears shall hear my desire upon the wicked that sit up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Who's on that line, he will flourish. Thank you, Jesus. He will grow up like the cedar in Lebanon. It will still bring forth fruit in old age. It will be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, is my rock, and there's no righteousness in him. Father, I thank you. Your 5 loaves and 2 fishes will multiply supernaturally. I thank you, Jesus, that I have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Oh my God. This can only be you. I thank you. He says, so you find the fish multiplying. Amen. You find the brain multiplying. You are flourishing when others are dying. That's the way it works. May you remain genuinely thankful. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. We rush to round up. We have a list of thanksgiving made giants in scriptures. Among them, Abraham. Let's go. You wait here, I and Eli, we go and worship. Amen. And worship. Because he was used to that, they were not apprehensive. And worship. He wasn't crying and sobbing as going to lose his son. Let's go and worship. If he looked gray, they won't let him go, sir. Maybe he wanted to go and commit suicide and kill himself. No. He was cheerful like ever. Amen. The son said, well, here is the wood, here is the fire, where is the lamb? He said, the Lord will provide. You can't say that. Say, no, no, no. I don't worship. And blessed be Abraham of God, possessor of heaven and earth. Jesus, I saw him sitting on the throne, Lazarus at his footstool. Now we are redeemed to be plugged into the blessing of Abraham. To tell you how serious his blessing was. And be not weak in faith. The word says, it was given glory to God. You can't be thankful and be depressive. Thankful people don't know depression, sir. Thankful people can't know depression. Thankful people can't know depression. Thankful people never know depression. It's ingrates that suffer depression. Come on now. And I've had quite some bit of my share of challenges. You find it in my autobiography that's coming on, my share of challenges, including the dying state of my wife. Thankfully thankful for that she's sick. No, that she's well. Thankfully thankful that she's well. Now, God, you know, I'm a minister and I've been serving you all my life. She'll just die for free. I've said my share. You reminded me I was giving God thanks for you. Me, God bless me, 1,000 naira a week. I'll be over. 3-4 weeks running. I'll be over already. 1,000 naira a week. You look gray for 1,000 naira sale. You won't see 5 naira tomorrow. You see 100,000 profit in your business? You know, in our church, what is 100,000? And I saw a young lady today that gave testimony of millions of dollars. Go and collect it. In those days, in our early days in ministry, they invited me to come and dedicate one government house. And he didn't want to tell me not to come with my car because they know my car is very wonderful. They said they're coming to pick me. I said, no, I'm coming by myself. You know, that car, you don't need any announcement. When it arrives, you know. It's self-announcing, sir. I took it there. Amen. Because I will leave at my time, not when you are looking, saying the driver is gone somewhere. When it's my time to leave, I leave. Life, gratitude. Someone said to me, Brother David, I learned to go to the car. One of my senior colleagues in ministry, I said, yes, God bless me, it's a fantastic car. I said, yeah, yes, what are you going to be? I said, yes. He said, what did I call B2? Fantastic. You know the way they advertise it, you can't kill the B2. You can't kill the B2. God gave me a fantastic car. It was infantastic to him. We have left B2, we have left cars, we are now flying. Hallelujah. Now, you now ask, where is that man that did like this to B2? I won't tell you. I won't tell you. Don't grant your life. Be grateful. Be grateful. You are wearing coat. Oh, that's monkey banana. Be grateful. You are not under the bridge. You came out of the house this morning. Be grateful. You are seated among dignified people. Be grateful. You haven't lost your mind. Your mind is still working today. Be grateful. Arrows have been shot at you in the day and the night, yet they can't get you down. Be grateful. Come and give the Lord a big hand of praise. Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God. No room for depression. Daniel came, and you find him after God revealed to him the secret. His spontaneous response, Daniel chapter 2 and verse 19, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. And then was the secret revealed to Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. The word bless connotes thanksgiving. Anytime to give with thanksgiving, to his call with grace,
We praise, be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. Now, let's see how he blessed him. Verse 20. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and forever, for wisdom and might are his. Come on now. And he changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Now, he revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the dark, what is in darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Now hear the next. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Now, when he got to the king, verse 27, hear what he said. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers or the magicians or soothsayers show to the king. Hear him. But there's a God in heaven that reveals secrets. Not that I'm such an expert. You know, I was very good in class. I was 10 times better than the other colleagues. That's why I got it. And make it known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and thy visions, the vision of thy head upon thy bed are these. Now, watch verse 30, please. But as for me, this secret is not revealed unto me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but that for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation of the king, that thou mightest know the thought of thy heart. I'm not there because I'm smarter than anybody else. This is you, God. This is you, God. This is you, God. Daniel had a stainless history in the Bible. Stainless history, sir. Stainless history. This is God. This is God. This is not me. This is God. Experts don't fly in the kingdom. It's men who believe they don't have it that he turns to experts. You are the next one. Now, number three, we have David. You read all these Psalms. I thank thee, I bless thee, I praise thee. That was his addiction. Now, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. That was his greatness. Addiction to thanksgiving makes great. That was David's greatness. And David, having served his generations, he went up to heaven. Psalm 22, verse 30. Serving a generation, one man, through addiction to thanksgiving. Through addiction to thanksgiving. Somebody should adjust change now. Because through thanksgiving, you are scaling unusual height. Now, look at Paul, a thanksgiving addict, a generational gospel giant. I thank Christ my Lord, who counted me faithful, put him into the ministry. You find, I thank you, I thank you. You go down there, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. He was a thanksgiving addict. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Everywhere. May thanksgiving become our own new addiction. In the name of Jesus. May thanksgiving become our own new addiction. In the name of Jesus. To rejoice always, like Paul taught, is to be thankful always. You don't say thank you meaningfully with frowning faces. Eh? To be grateful is to be joyful. So if you are ever grateful, you'll be ever joyful. When you stop being grateful, your joy ceases. Your face looks the other way around. Your beauty disappears. Rejoice evermore. Ah, that's what he said. Rejoice, and again I say rejoice. That was Paul's addiction. Moreover, thanksgiving triggers the supernatural naturally. You are not looking. As you are thankful, things begin to happen. On their own accord, they're just happening. They're just happening. I said in those days, as we give God all the glory for this tabernacle, it will do the next. That was 1999. It will do the next. Has he done the next or not? It will do what? The next. Has he not done the next? Now, listen to me. As we give God thanks madly for this next, we'll do the next. You say, what will it look like? I don't know. But thanksgiving never leaves at the same spot. It keeps changing your level. The next may be we plan this kind of next to various nations. Amen. The next could mean anything. It could not be 200,000. No? So don't say that. It can be 200,000 and we'll give technology to do it. What you have there now is not the next, ordinarily, it's the largest in the world of all stadia, with 18 meters square above the highest on the roof. Well, are we competing with anybody? No. It's just God's next. God's next for you will be an amazement.
Amen.
Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. He said, and be ye thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Thanklessness is a crime. Crime against oneself. Crime against oneself. Thanklessness is a crime. You get your car. I've been using this car now for God's sake for the past 7 years. And the car is still moving. And you're not thanking God. You want to use your leg? O se on toton laye mi ko da wo duro anu ni mo rigba Jesu se on toton laye mi ko da wo duro gbogbo araye ewo. You better dance around that car with joy. Amen. This my car is fantastic. I thank you God for this car. He says, yeah, he's thanking me. Okay, I will diss you, my son. But when you say, God, what have you done? The tires will go flat. The jab boss with the gun in the jarry. Pistol and him will start making noise. There's no devil there. It's just the thanklessness. The cause of thanklessness. Anything you don't thank God for crumbles. Make your choice. Amen. Make your choice. The good news is that we're all changing level. We're all changing level today. You believe that is your portion? Let me hear your loudest amen. Now, I'd like to repeat this. God hears thanksgiving faster than he hears prayers. God hears thanksgiving faster than he hears prayers. Father, I thank you. And the bread multiplies supernaturally. Now, in Matthew chapter 14, he said, he blessed it. So, the blessed means he gave thanks. Because in John chapter 6, he gave thanks. In Matthew chapter 14, he blessed it. And then, while I'm looking at Matthew 14, is that he named how many people ate? 5,000 men minus women and children. Can I hear your amen? By giving thanks, on the spot response, he answers thanksgiving faster than he answers prayers. You better take note of that. Don't make thanksgiving an appendage. Make it a subject in prayer. Father, I thank you. They say, what have you prayed? I just thank God. Many years ago, they said, Brother David, what's your prayer? I said, just thank God for me. Many years ago, sir. I didn't have this inside then. But to be going bombarding God with requests every day, that's not the way to live. Because when we see that in those days, we also pray request, somebody will mention about five. Another person, I have many prayer requests today. They would not listen to him. After seeing it, nobody even knows what to pray about. The prayer requests are so many. Father, thank you. Thank you. Father, thank you. Thank you. You have answered him. No. Be ye thankful. Be thankful. He hears thanksgiving faster than he hears prayers. He got to where Lazarus was. Father, I thank you. Lazarus, come forth. On the spot. He will hear you.
Amen.
May your sand of thanksgiving never go dry. May every reason for complaining and murmuring die in everyone's life. We are making it together. Nobody will suffer dryness this time. As we engage in this. Well, the good news is we are in for the best of time. That's Matthew 14, 15 to 21 and John 6, 6 to 13. Now, the children of Judah only give thanks and praise, and God gave them supernatural victory over their enemies. Give thanks. It will silence your enemies. Sir. It's out of the mouth of this and talking to have a perfected praise to silence your enemies and your adversaries. Give God thanks, he will silence them forever. Give God thanks, intense thanks for keeping you from their reach. Thank you, Jesus. As we give thanks today, God will hear. He will preserve our blessings delivered at Shiloh. As we give thanks, he will multiply the blessings received. As we give thanks, he will perfect the blessings received. As we give thanks, he will deliver the balance of our expectation. There shall be no carryover to 2024. Lift up your right hand, everybody, and bless the name of the Lord right now. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. What a good God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. When I hold it to demonstrate our depth of thanksgiving unto God. You are here this morning, no assumption. You want to join us. Only the living can praise him as I do this day. That's what Ezekiah said. You want to join the band of thanksgivers who will never know dryness all their life. And beyond that, to receive the gift of eternal life and make heaven in grand size. Wherever you are this morning, you'd like me to pray that prayer with you. Please stand to your feet. Jesus, save my soul. I want to join the army of thanksgivers that will not know dry season in these days of uncertainties. Stand to your feet if you want to say, Jesus, save my soul. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet and God bless as you do. Stand to your feet and God bless as you do. Stand to your feet and God bless as you do. Amen. Now, everybody standing for this call, please remain standing. I'm going to pray for you right there where you are. Number two, there are people here that need to reconnect back to their Father. You mean you have disconnected from your Heavenly Father, and you can't be restored until you return. You can't be restored until you return. You can't be restored until you return. There is no way using both ways. If you won't return, you can't be restored. You want to be restored. You want your job salvation restored. You want your peace and joy restored. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. Jesus will receive you. No matter how far you may have gone, he will take you in. He's looking for you. He's been looking for you all this while. He will take you in. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody else needs to stand up now wherever you are. Just stand to your feet. I'm praying for you right there where you are. It's your turn for a change of story. Don't let this moment pass you by. Don't let this time pass you by. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, in the year 2024, there will be a clear distinction between those who are on God's side and those who are not. There will be so clear distinctions, sir. They'll be selling off, we'll be acquiring. They'll be begging, we'll be giving. They will lack food, we'll be distributing food to them. You can join that band this morning by doing what God says to do. Now, all of us who are standing for this call, please bow your heads. And let's lift up your right hand. And I lead you in this simple prayer of faith. From the depth of your heart, say after me, Lord Jesus, Say it loud. Lord Jesus, save my soul. Forgive me all my sins. I repent of them today, and I believe you to cleanse me with your blood and to forgive me all my sins. Today, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe I am now saved. I'm restored back to the faith. I'm now a child of God. I'm now qualified to give thanks and praise to God that will terminate all my dry seasons. And I thank you for the gift of eternal life that grants me access to eternity with Christ at the end of my journey. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Sin has no more power over me. I've escaped today. Thank you. Amen. Keep your hands up. Be blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Grace to run the race to the end without missing your steps. Receive it right now. I cover each of you with the blood of Jesus against all satanic assaults. No more. You have escaped. And you have escaped to the uttermost. You make it to heaven. You live a triumphant life on earth. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. 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 Amen. The church officials around with you will give you that. You have that slip in your hand. Please fill it out. And then you have a card there called or captioned, "We love you" card. Take that card after this service to any of the tents around. They will give you some gift items from the church that will help to keep you going in the race. Don't miss out for anything. You drop the card, they give you the gift, and then you're on your way home. Thank you, Jesus. Also, we have Believer Foundation class every Monday, 6 to 7:30 p.m. With your accurate numbers here or something, we'll be able to reach out to you and let you know which one is nearest to where you are. We have them in several hundreds of locations across Lagos and Otter. We'll be able to tell you which one is nearest to where you are. But in case your job schedule will not allow for that time, we have the online option as you find on the screen. You can engage with a sense of mission. You encounter the same grace that will keep your feet strong in the race. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shall we all rise? Amen. Come on now, it's time to praise the Lord. Amen. Can I have you say, thank you, Jesus, for this commission? We are not worthy of all your goodness that we see. They are purely the art of your grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for my life. I'm what I am. I'm where I am. I'm doing what I'm doing. All by your grace. I'm seeing results. All by your grace. I'm still in the faith. All by your grace. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Amen. Psalm 96 and verse 7. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Lift up your thanksgiving seed. It's not a church technique. It's the word of the Lord. Amen. We give God thanks by bringing also a thanksgiving offering. Lift up your offering to heaven and thank God with it. 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 And thank God with it. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. We are going to praise the Lord, and I want the pastors to take the stage, please, as we celebrate God this morning in this first service. Amen. Come on now. Ready? Danceable songs. God glorifying song. God celebrating song. Hallelujah. Come on now.
What am I fellas got? He has come out and us He has done it again.
He has done it again.
Jesus,
give a Lord a shout.
Hosanna! Now, prove me now if I have not shown you the validity of my word. Spend the remaining part of the year in intense thanksgiving. Can I hear your amen? Dance thanksgiving songs in your house. O Sheo, Baba, O Sheo, Modupe, O Sheo, Baba, O Sheo, O Sheo, O Sheo, Baba, Jesus. Sing yourself with a heart of gratitude. He said they lay it not to heart, so it didn't work. Lay it to heart. Lay it to heart. Lay it to heart. Lay it to heart. He said, after that, I will proceed thanksgiving and voice in the Mary, and I will multiply them, shall not be few. Their nobles shall come from among them. Their governors shall emerge from the midst of them. By what? By laying it to heart to give glory to God. Lay it to heart. He has done you well. Has God offended anyone here? Don't turn your back on your helper or you lose your access to help. God has done you well. God has done you well. Even when you miss it, it's still there. It still back you up. It still help you out. Lift up your two hands. Receive grace now to line up with that instruction. To make the remaining part of the year intense thanksgiving time for you and your entire household in the name of Jesus Christ. The good news is you never know dry seasons again. Thanksgivers never get stranded. You never get stranded again. Thanksgivers never suffer lack. You never suffer lack again. And so shall it be. All your seed that is dying in the ground will come back to life. In Jesus' precious name, you are blessed. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Shall we together share the goodness of the Lord in fellowship? God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. For all that are about living today, your journey is safe. All that may be living tomorrow from wherever we came from, your journey is declared safe. You are arriving home full of thanksgiving for all the goodness of the Lord in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm finally on the covenant highways of life. Congratulations. Congratulate some fellows around you before you leave, at least three, four people. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.